Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Indeed, practically every participant in the system is deeply unhappy.
You would have to cast a lot of nets before you caught anybody who thought that the existing common fisheries policy worked well.
Thus, the common fisheries policy is, I believe, one of the European project's most abject failures. And that's where I see where we are.
And when the EU commissioner responsible for fisheries apologises for the common fisheries policy, you know that there is a phenomenal problem.
Basically, we have been fishing too much.
Commissioner Maria Damanaki.
We have been carelessly throwing away unwanted catches. Fish, we caught it and back to the sea. And we have let our fleet become obese. Obese giving money from taxpayers' money. So this is the inconvenient truth.
Every year across the EU, fishermen throw back 1.7 million tonnes of fish because they're outside the regulations. How much is 1.7 million tonnes? It's actually a quarter of all of the fish caught in the EU every year. And as we know, the vast majority of the fish discarded die. The old common fisheries policy forced fishermen to discard in a number of scenarios. The most common was where trawlers were fishing for a number of different fish with nets designed to catch, say, sardine, turbot and cod. But once the trawler had reached its cod quota, it had to discard cod until it filled its sardine and turbot quota. The whole purpose of the common fisheries policy was to prevent overfishing and preserve fish stocks for the future. But it actually ended up contributing to the problem, which was in turn making fishermen's livelihoods more precarious.
Even in Ireland, which is not the worst case, the economic performance of the fleet has been deteriorating since the late 90s.
Commissioner Damanaki speaking to the industry here in 2011.
Between 2003 and 2007, the Irish fleet increased its time at sea by 11%, and yet the total volume of landings decreased by 10%. And I would like to inform you that this trend is even more dramatic in other countries of Europe.
For years, there was little impetus to do anything. Scientists warned of depletion. Fisheries ministers thanked them for their advice and then proceeded to haggle over national quotas without any reference to that advice. Then, thanks to campaigners, the issue of discards became widely known. Commissioner Damanaki adopted it as her political priority.
At the end of the day, at the end of Irish presidency, we can have an agreement on a new fisheries policy which can be sustainable. A discard ban will be a reality.
The European Parliament agreed with her and voted in February for a discard ban. So scientists, campaigners, the Commission and the Parliament were all behind a 100% ban. The fishing industry said a 100% discard ban being lobbied for by celebrity chefs was unworkable.
But this is a complex issue which should not be dictated by ill-informed sentiment, as I fear it is.
And the Council of Fisheries Ministers took their side.
I think essentially within the Council, ministers were very concerned to make sure that whatever they agreed was implementable on the ground.
Irish Ambassador to the EU, Tom Hanney.
And related to the practices of the fishing industry. So to some extent, the Council's position as to how you move towards a discard ban and how it would be implemented is somewhat perhaps less ambitious and more pragmatic than the European Parliament.
So all night long last night, Simon Coveney on behalf of the industry and a German MEP, Ulrika Rustad, on behalf of everybody else, locked horns, and on the issue of a total ban, Simon Coveney won.
We're ending the discarding of fish, which was a fundamentally flawed byproduct of the current common fisheries policy for the last 10 years. And we figured out a practical way to do that.
There won't be a total ban, but because fishermen won't now be throwing as much back, they're going to get increased quota straight away.
As they have an obligation to land everything they catch, they will see an increase in their quotas straight away. Because at the moment, they get a quota allocation on the basis of calculating in a certain percentage of discards. Those discards will now end, And so fishermen will see an increase in their quota, which is positive news for them.
But, and here's the rub for the fishermen, that quota is from here on in going to be determined not by what is negotiated by ministers, but by what scientists say can be safely taken from the sea.
We're now fishing to what's called maximum sustainable yield, which will mean that there is an agreed international and European calculation as to how much fish you can catch while at the same time protecting fish stock.
Amélie Mellefosse from the environmental group Oceana welcomed the deal this afternoon as a complete change of priorities for the common fisheries policy.
We are happy that the new CFP will be fixing the problem of the previous CFP, which was the lack of clear objectives. Now we have a fisheries policy whose objective is to restore fish stocks, and with I think the last estimation is 40% of fish stocks assessed overfished in the Atlantic. It's important that this is a clear objective of the new policy.
For Irish fishermen, though, the detail of the deal still hasn't been written, and they don't know what's in store for them.
It's when we find out the detail and how that will be enforced and implemented is when it'll all come. We'll know whether it's good or bad for us.
Frank Fleming fishes out of Castletown Bare. While 88% of Mediterranean stocks are overfished, numbers in the North Atlantic are moving in the right direction. This new common fisheries policy could be a one-size-fits-all policy, says Frank.
But I suppose if you're bringing a common policy for over huge, vast areas, it's going to suit some and not others. That's the nature of it.
The fear that arises then in the fishing industry is that the balance has been tipped in favour of environmental conservation and away from supporting coastal communities.
Whatever changes you try to introduce needs to balance with keeping those jobs and protecting them. In actual fact, I go as far as to say in Ireland, we have the capacity to create more jobs at sea and onshore if we had more fish to catch.
Which is exactly what the purpose of the policy is, and it's hoped now that by 2020 thousands more jobs will be created and much more revenue will be generated by the seas.
It's a fair point, and I would agree with that. However, that's a long way away. 7 years is a long time. We see the private business sector in Ireland coming under pressure, and people are living on a week-to-week and a year-to-year basis, telling someone that they might get something more to catch in 7 years' time. That's a long time to keep a business running, to wait for that improvement.